Before we do some more songs, as you know, Pete's not here, so I'm going to just bring a short word. I haven't prepared anything. But just as I was driving down here, just asked the Lord to kind of lay upon my heart what he thought, you know, I might bring about the resurrection. And as I was driving, I thought, what does the resurrection really mean to me? I mean, you know, Jesus died 2,000 years ago. How is it possible that I can have that resurrection power that he gave to those early disciples? And I think it sums it up actually in that song that we sang, The Power of the Cross. And is it possible to put that up on the overhead again? You know, when I'm singing normally here, I try and put across what those songs really mean to me, because I'm trying to get across, if I'm just singing words, like a song or a melody or whatever, it means nothing. If they haven't actually impacted me, then they cannot be anointed by the Lord. They will be just empty words. We can all get passionate about different things. People get passionate about football, passionate about their work. We need to be passionate about the Lord and the power that he's given us. And I heard yesterday a talk, I didn't put it on the chit chat, but I probably will do, of a believer in Iran, because the Iranian church is really growing. And he gave a few witnesses and testimonies of what was going on there. And it really was an incredible example of the power of the resurrection in the face of real trials. But what I thought I'd do, because this song, when I sing it normally, I find it very hard not to cry, because it does mean so much, the power of the cross. And I thought we'd take us through those words. Oh, to see the dawn of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, tried by sinful men, torn and beaten then, nailed to a cross of wood. Sometimes you see pictures, you can see paintings, you can see pictures of Jesus on the cross, and they're really, really sanitized. He's got a nice loincloth. He's got a couple of holes, one in his hands, and one, you know, in each feet, and pierced in the side. But the Roman method of crucifixion was so, so cruel. I don't endorse it, but that film, The Passion of the Cross, really did get across just, you know, the pain and the suffering he must have gone through. Because even before being crucified, having been beaten, I mean, the Roman beatings literally tore the flesh off, you know, off of the person being crucified. So he would have been marred, he would have been completely blemished beyond belief before actually being put on the cross. And that was for you and me. And I, even as a young believer, I asked myself, why, Lord? What? Even he himself in the Garden of Gethsemane said, Lord, if there's any other way, please. He knew what he was going to do. To actually arrange for your death in that way, knowing what he was going to go through for our sakes, why was it so necessary? There were many, many crucifixions in those days. There were 3,000 Jews crucified, probably not in the way that they hated him. But why, Lord? Why was it so necessary for you to die on my behalf? And that's when it hits you that we should have been on that cross ourselves. Our sin is so serious to the Lord that he wants us, he's given us everything in that power of the resurrection. We have no excuse whatsoever to not live fruitful, faithful lives for the Lord, even unto death, even becoming martyrs. And we live in such a comfortable society that it's hard to get your head around that that could possibly happen to us, as it happened to the early believers, as it happened to the church in Smyrna. You know, it's hard, but it's getting closer and closer. I saw something this morning that so many churches in England have been attacked. Over 3,000 churches have been attacked in various ways, just for lawlessness, breaking in, stealing the, you know, chalices and things like that. But it's getting closer and closer, and we need to know the power of his resurrection. So that second verse, oh, to see the pain written on your face, bearing the awesome weight of sin, every bitter thought, every evil deed, crowning your blood-stained brow. Every bitter thought, every evil deed. Do we still have bitter thoughts? Do we still have evil deeds? I know I have sometimes. And then the power of the resurrection, the third verse. Now the daylight flees, now the ground beneath quakes as its maker bows his head. Curtain torn in two, dead are raised to life. Finished the victory cry. Oh, to see my name written in the wounds, for through your suffering I am free. Death is crushed to death. Life is mine to live, won through your selfless love. This the power of the cross, Son of God, slain for us. What a love and what a cost. We stand forgiven at the cross, as Graham read for us from Hebrews there. We stand forgiven at the cross. We have no excuse whatsoever to not live in that resurrection life that the Lord has given us.